My guest at this time is Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. He's been a frequent guest of ours as it relates to budgetary matters and is well known around Washington and beyond for his taxpayer protection pledge that he has incumbent and prospective congressional candidates sign in order to make sure that they are on the record that they will not endorse any raising of taxes. His commitment to enforcing that policy has created many admirers, and it's also frustrated people, especially several of them who made the pledge and have then been called on it when they did not live up to that pledge. Mr. Norquist is now raising some eyebrows for comments he made earlier this month with respect to a potential tax that would be created by ending the policy of granting automatic citizenship to any baby born in the United States. Many who favor tougher immigration reform policies say that ending the so-called anchor baby policy is an important way to reduce illegal immigration into this country. And Mr. Norquist, it was just a couple of weeks ago you're on a conference call where you suggested that ending automatic citizenship for babies born here in America would be a tax on having babies. Your specific quote is this, quote, "This is a tax on every child being born. It solves no problems and instead creates all sorts of problems and costs in terms of Americans." Go ahead and elaborate on that. Why would ending automatic citizenship essentially be a tax?
Sure. Right now, it's not a tax. It's an unfunded mandate like Obamacare, for instance, which is not a tax. The government just says you have to do something. Then you have to pay for it. Right now, to get a permit from the government, a statement from the government that you are, in fact, a citizen, runs about $600. So were you to say we're now going to force you to provide such documentation whenever you have a baby, mom and dad would both have to get the $600 permit to show that they were citizens, and then the child would have to get a permit. Hopefully, it'd be less expensive if mom and dad both had them. But since people don't have these documents now, every child would have to get one, and parents would have to get them too. So it'd be a very expensive project. One can decide if you want to do it or not, but it's not for free. And with 4 million children born every year, it's a lot of money and government expenditure, and people have to pay for it. And of course, one of the points I made in the conversation is, you know how the antinatalists and the population control people will take this mandate that every child born has to have a document which costs $600 and you can only get from the government. That ain't staying at $600 for very long, because the people who don't like more people in the country will say, well, we have to have an impact fee. Mother person, we're going to have to educate this person, we're going to have to do this, we'll have to do that, and we'll have to buy sewer facilities and everything else. They will pile on to that per-child fee, mandated cost, significant additional cost. You can just see it. I mean, you know who the powerful lobbies are in this country who think there are too many people, and the Planned Parenthood folks and the zero population growth and all the environmentalists. And rich people who can afford to pay for kids will cheerfully decide, like Margaret Sanger, that there ought to be fewer of other people. So walking down that road is just, you can see it coming a mile away. So I'm a little surprised every once in a while where some people who think of themselves as conservatives don't, they think they're solving one problem, they're opening the door to another one.
And so basically having documentation like a Social Security card, a birth certificate of your own, showing that you were born here, isn't sufficient for what eventually would be necessary if they get their way on this. You're saying that you would need specific paperwork from the government that everyone would get, even if it's pretty clear that they are citizens.
If you want proof, if you want the government to promise that you're a citizen, it's a $600 project, even if you have all the documents. You imagine how much it costs. And since there's only one vendor for that proof, the federal government, you know what? They can be pretty inefficient, and they set their own price for this stuff. I'm not sure it costs $600, I'm not sure it costs $600 to do it. It costs you $600 to get it. They've been making a buck off the deal. But we know what the price is now, and you can see with clarity that it would increase for a number of reasons, and all the powers and lobbies in this town that, one, want more money, and two, are not crazy about more people.
Well, last question before we let you go. Grover, you mentioned this was a little bit more regulatory than tax-related. Would supporting the change on the anchor baby rule violate or not be affected by the taxpayer protection pledge?
No, it'd be like a mandated cost that the government puts on. It's not a tax increase that would violate the taxpayer protection pledge. It's a mandated cost like a government regulation. It's like Obamacare. It's not a tax, but it's expensive.
Very interesting all the way around. And Grover, thank you very much for your time.
You got it. Take care.
You too. Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.